Hello, and welcome to another installment of the Cobb Kids Audio Hour.
It's not an hour-long show.
Oops, you're right. I mean the Cobb Kids Audio Half Hour.
It's not half hour either.
Well, how long am I supposed to say it is?
Well, the last one was about 6 minutes.
6 minutes? So I'm supposed to call this the Cobb Kids Audio 6 Minute Show?
Well, this one might be longer, or it might be shorter. We're not quite sure yet.
You know, when I hired on to do this, I expected that I'd at least be able to...
We didn't hire you. This is volunteer work.
You mean I'm not getting paid?
What's this? How exactly did you expect us to pay you?
Well...
Here's the script. Just read what's there, okay?
Okay, fine.
Thanks.
Hello, and welcome to another installment of the Cobb Kids Audio Show, starring Savannah Cobb as Jane, Ivy Cobb as Scarlett, Desiree Cobb as Baby Barbara, Paul Cobb as Bruce Baloney and Puck, Rexanne Roderick as Mrs. Carnes, Bill Roderick as the narrator. What? I get sick, Billing?
Just read it, okay?
Fine. Bill Roderick as the narrator, Jessica Cobb as Jillian. Today's episode is called Jane's Restaurant. Story idea by Savannah, Desiree, Ivy, and Paul Cobb. Script by Bradley Cobb. We hope you enjoy the show. It is a normal day in Quarterville. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and Jane, along with Baby Barbara, are going door to door selling... Well, just listen.
Jane, we're tired.
Don't worry, little sister. This is our last stop. Hopefully Mrs. Carnes will want to buy the last of the brownies from us.
Well, hello, Jane. And Baby Barbara, how are you today?
We're doing good, Mrs. Carnes.
Me tired.
We were wondering if you'd like to buy these brownies from us.
Brownies? I love good brownies. I'll tell you what, I'll buy all that you have left.
Yay! Really? Great!
Well, to be honest with you, Mr. Carnes made some brownies earlier today, and they taste like the bottom of a shoe. He worked so hard on them, but they're terrible. I'll take these and put them on the counter and just throw his away before he notices the difference. Is it the same price as normal?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, here you go. You know, Jane, you're such a good cook. You ought to open up your own restaurant. That way you wouldn't have to walk all over town trying to sell those great desserts. People would just come to you.
Well, thank you for saying so. Have a nice day.
Me tired. And hungry.
Well, what are you hungry for?
Me wants a brownie.
Well, let's wait until we get home. I'll see if I can put together another batch.
My own restaurant.
A few days later, Jane runs into Scarlett at the library. Scarlett is entranced by the mystery book she is reading.
Scarlett, how are you doing?
Scarlett?
Scarlett!
Shh! Oh, hello, Jane. How are you?
I'm doing good. In fact, I'm really excited.
Shh!
Sorry!
What are you all excited about, Jane?
Well, I haven't told anyone yet. But I'm going to open my very own restaurant.
Wow, Jane, that's great. Where's it going to be?
Well, I don't know. I can't exactly just build one. My mom won't let me convert the house into one. I ask.
But how about one of those buildings across the street? They've been empty for a few years.
I haven't thought of that. But those would be a lot of work to fix up and make ready.
I'm sure you could get people to help you, Jane. After all, the quicker you get your restaurant open, the quicker they can buy those delicious pies you make.
I guess I can ask for help.
I'd help you, and I'm sure there are lots of others who could help you as well.
Really? You think so?
Of course. But Jane, how are you going to pay for it? Renting the building and buying the tables and all the other stuff you need to open a restaurant.
Well, I've got a bit of money saved up, but I don't think it will be enough.
You could always go ask Bruce. He's always helping out Puck when he needs money.
Well, I guess I could. It won't hurt to try, right?
Only one way to find out.
And now, a word from our sponsors. After Jane leaves the library, she sets out to find Bruce, so she can ask him for help in opening her new restaurant.
Jane! What are you in such a hurry for?
Oh, hi, Jillian. I'm trying to find Bruce. Do you know where he is?
Why are you trying to find Bruce? I hope it's not to get him to babysit for your little sister again. You know she threw up all over him, right?
No, not for that. I just need to ask him for some help with something.
I don't know where he is, but if I had to guess, I'd say he's over at the saloon.
I don't know why he goes there. He doesn't drink anything other than chocolate milk.
He's just weird that way, I guess. It's not like it's still a real saloon. It's a sarsaparilla bar now. They don't even serve alcohol.
I'm gonna go find him. Thanks, Jillian.
Wait, is there anything I can do to help?
Well, let me talk to Bruce, and then I'll be able to answer that question.
Bye, Jane.
Jane! How are you doing today?
I'm good, Bill. Have you seen Bruce?
He's over there in the corner talking to Puck.
Thanks!
Bruce, I hate to keep asking you, but do you think you might be able to help me out again this month? The farm just isn't working out like I was hoping, but I promise if I can bring in the money, I'll pay you back first thing.
Puck, you know what? Oh, hi, Jane.
Bruce, can I ask you a favor?
Sure. Wait. This doesn't have anything to do with babysitting your little sister, does it? My house still smells like baby puke from the last time.
No, Bruce, this is something completely different.
Oh, good.
I need some money to open up my restaurant. Do you think you can help me?
Restaurant? I didn't know you were going to open a restaurant.
Oh, that place will do great. Jane's a great cook. All those chocolate fudge she makes are wonderful.
Are you serious, Jane?
Of course I am, Bruce.
Where are you going to have it?
Hopefully one of the buildings across from the library.
Wait! Jane, if you open a restaurant, you're going to need people to help run it, right?
Well, I guess so.
That's great. Think you could give me a job?
Well,
Bruce, never mind about that money. I've got a job.
Tell me what your plan is, and exactly what you want me to help with.
A few weeks have gone by, and Jane is ready for her grand opening. Jane, Puck, Scarlet, and baby Barbara are in the new restaurant about to open the doors to their new customers.
Time to open yet?
Yes, it's time.
This is so exciting.
Okay, everybody, we're open for business.
I'll be in the kitchen waiting for your orders, Jane.
Did you fill up all the sugar shakers and the sugar jars?
I sure did. I did it yesterday so that they'd be ready for you when you made the desserts this morning.
Customers!
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Jillian. What can we get for you today?
I'm not really that hungry right now. I just came for some of your delicious chocolate pie. Do you have some ready?
Of course we do. I'll go get it for you right now.
Hi, Mrs. Carnes. What can I get for you?
I'd like to get some brownies to take home. Mr. Carnes said the last batch he made was so good that he was going to make another. He didn't realize I had switched them to Jane's brownies. His were awesome.
Coming right up. Here you go, Jillian. Eat up and let me know what you think of it.
Hi, Jane. Looks like you're busy already. Great.
Yeah, at this rate, I'll be out of food at the end of the day. Jillian, are you okay? What did you think of the pie?
I just remembered I'm not hungry. I'll see you later, Jane.
But you only ate one bite of your pie. That's odd.
Have a nice day, Mrs. Carnes.
As the day progressed, the customers dwindled until it had been about 3 hours since anyone had come into the restaurant.
I don't understand it.
What don't you get?
Business just stopped. And I don't think there was anyone that finished their dessert. Almost everyone just ate one or two bites and then quit. They didn't even ask to take it home with them.
That is strange. Your desserts are great, and usually I can't get enough.
Well, I guess while we're waiting, we might as well each have a piece of pie to celebrate our first day in business.
Yay, brownies!
I'll pass, Miss Jane.
Are you sure, Puck?
Yeah, I snuck about a little while back, and no offense, Mr. Ernie, but it was not very good.
Really? But I used the same recipe I always use.
Here, Jane, here's your pie.
Thanks.
I'm going to enjoy this.
How is it?
Water. I need water, quick.
What's wrong?
Here you go.
That tastes terrible.
Let me try it.
Ugh, Glenn, you're right. But I don't understand. I've used the same recipe I always use, and it has always been pretty good.
Guys, just throw out the rest of the dessert. I'll have to make them again in the morning, and hopefully I'll figure out what happened.
Well, I've got the kitchen cleaned up, Miss Jane. Do you care if I go home now?
Let me take a look real quick. Puck, where'd this new bag of sugar come from? Did you go buy a new one or something?
Oh, I moved that from the corner so I could sweep the floor.
But we shouldn't have a new bag of sugar. I used quite a lot to make the dessert. And didn't you tell me you filled up all the jars and sugar shakers yesterday?
Yes, Miss Jane, I did.
Then where did you get the sugar from?
From my other bag over on the shelf.
That bag?
Yeah, why?
Pop, that bag is full of salt!
Oh, no. Will Jane's restaurant have any more customers after this salty incident? Let us look in the next morning.
Jane, I'm about to fall asleep.
I understand, Scarlet. I'm about to drop, too. But I really appreciate your help. After Bruce came in and told us he heard everyone complaining about how awful the desserts were, just had to do something. So thank you, Scarlet, and thank you, Jillian.
Well, I'm glad I could help. After you explained what happened, it made sense.
Well, I think we put a flyer in every mailbox in town. I sure hope it works.
Well, Jane, I think your new advertising campaign works just fine. There's a line of people ready to come in.
Are you sure it's a good idea, Bruce? Promising that they will love the dessert or their meal is free?
Trust me, Jane. So long as you keep Puck away from the sugar and salt, your business will do just fine.
And everyone loved the desserts.
Thanks for listening to Cobb Kids Audio Show. Starting in today's episode were Savannah Cobb as Jane, Ivy Cobb as Scarlet, Desiree Cobb as Baby Barbara, Paul Cobb as Bruce Maloney, Bartender Bill and Puck, Rex Ann Roderick as Mrs. Carnes, Jessica Cobb as Jillian, and Bill Roderick as the narrator.
Now I move to seventh billing.
Okay. Guest starring Bill Roderick as the narrator.
That's better.
We hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to look for our next episode coming soon.